Chapter 3. As I was telling Kate. I call this chapter As I Was Telling Kate because my friend Kate O'Byrne will like the title. Its subject? History can move you. The people in history can move you. Valor can be found in surprising places. Those who make us say, "Oh!" The Wall Street Journal, May 23, 2009. More than most nations, America has been, from its start, a hero-loving place. Maybe part of the reason is that at our founding, we were a Protestant nation and not a Catholic one. And so we made saints of civil and political figures. George Washington was our first national hero, known everywhere, famous to children. When he died, we had our first true national mourning, with cities and states reenacting his funeral. There was the genius cluster that surrounded him and invented us: Jefferson, Adams, Madison, Hamilton. Through much of the 20th century, our famous heroes were in sports: Jack Dempsey, Joe Louis, The Babe, Jolton Joe. The arts: Clark Gable, Robert Frost. Business and philanthropy: from Andrew Carnegie to Bill Gates. And religion: Billy Graham. Nobody does fame like America, and they were famous. The category of military hero, warrior, fell off a bit, in part because of the bad reputation of war. Some emerged of heroic size: Generals Pershing and Patton, Eisenhower and Marshall. But somewhere in the 1960s, I think we decided, or the makers of our culture decided, that to celebrate great warriors was to encourage war. And we always have too much of that. So they made a lot of movies depicting soldiers as victims and officers as brutish. This was especially true in the Vietnam era and the years that followed. Maybe a correction was in order. It's good to remember war is hell, but when we